Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Cindy Music. She is the Director of Vegetation Management Services for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Cindy, I have to say that several of the people that I have interviewed for this podcast before you have suggested to me when we were done recording that you would make a great guest. So I'm glad that we were able to work it out that you could come and have a conversation with me. I know that Rappahannock Electric Cooperative has a regular maintenance schedule. Mm-hmm. So you guys know you've got your regular route that you're going on and you're checking lines and you're checking trees. But what if I, as a member, have or see something? I have a tree maybe that's in my yard that I think is a little wonky from a storm, or it's growing funny, or I'm driving on my way to work and notice that there looks like there's a tree that could be a problem. Are there things that I should do to let you know that? I mean, how does all of that work?
Yes, it's such a good question, because we have about 160,000 folks that connect to us for power. And there's only 8 foresters.
Oh.
So we like to think that our member owners are our best way to find issues. They are our eyes and ears. So we get a few thousand requests for us to come out and look at their trees every year. And we do. So, and what we're going to do with that just depends on where it is. You know, we're going to have an arborist or a forester, some of us are both, take a look at the tree individually. And so the best thing that members can do is either call or email or Facebook us, or there's even a little button on our website that says Ask a Forester.
Ah.
It's under reliability, under vegetation management.
I'll put the link in the show notes.
Oh, great. So there's multiple ways for them to get that information to us. And the best thing they can do is give us a great location. So we're not wasting time trying to find where this particular issue is. Now, do we get lots of trees that end up being on phone lines? Of course, because we don't expect our members to know the difference between a phone line and our
and
lines.
And the power lines.
Do we get lots of trees where the tree is next to a service wire that goes into someone's house? And what REC does in that case is we'll disconnect the service so that their tree company can take the tree down safely. We take our wire out of the equation and let folks get the work done safely. But what we're really looking for is we have a real push this year to improve reliability. And when I say reliability, what I mean is every time that you go to turn on your lights, they come on. Mm-hmm. We want that to be your experience as one of our member owners. Every time. So if that's not happening, then it's something we want to improve upon. Now, can we say, oh, you know, when it storms, you're not going to have any issues. When the wind blows really hard, you're not going to have any issues. No, we can't.
You wish you could,
right,
but it's just not possible.
Right. What we can do, though, is say that who knows your property better than you? You fish it. You hunt it. You hike it. You four-wheel it. You go looking for wildflowers. You take out the grandkids. Or you just go walk your property. You know your property better than anybody else. And when we're walking down the right-of-way, we might not necessarily see that tree that's 50 feet back that has a great big cavity on the backside. We may not see that tree after we do our routine maintenance for another 5 years. Or we'd go down the right of way and we say, wow, it looks clear. We've trimmed it. We've taken down the dead trees on the edge. There might be a tree 30 feet back that we don't see, but you do. So it's really important for you to give us a call. Now we might come out there and go, nope, you know what? All the weight's on the backside and it's going to fall a different direction, and we need to use our members'
resources in a different way.
The most efficiently as possible. So the call is ours at the end of the day. But we really, really value hearing from our members as to where those trees are and for the opportunity to look for them.
And I would assume the two things that you don't want me as a member to do, you don't want me to not call and then have a problem for myself or my neighbors and think, man, maybe I should have called them when I saw that that was going on. You absolutely want me to call. You don't want me to not call. And you don't want me to try and cut it down myself. Because I've learned from previous podcast episodes as well that you don't want to be messing with trees anywhere near power lines and thinking, oh, I'm going to take this down because it's going to fall this way. And I'm not an arborist. I'm not a forester.
Right,
I have no
right.
real way of knowing which way right. that tree is going to fall.
Right. And again, we need to use our members' funds as judiciously as possible. So again, you know, if we feel like a competent licensed tree care firm can take the tree down safely, that's what we're going to tell you. If we feel like it's going to cause our members to be out of power, we're going to get it down. And we welcome the opportunity to look at any of them.
Like you mentioned, you may go through and do a cursory inspection and say, okay, everything looks good here. Mm-hmm. This isn't on the maintenance schedule now for another 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Mm-hmm. But then we have a storm followed by another storm, followed by a lot of rain, followed by another storm.
Right.
Would you encourage us as members to frequently walk our property and look at the power lines and do our own internal inspections?
Absolutely. What a great suggestion. Again, the power may not just serve you. And that's how we have to kind of look at this is we are an electric cooperative. We're all doing this together. We're all on the same team. And we want that experience for you to be every time you turn on your radio, you can hear it and hear Janet. And every time you turn on the light, you
get light.
You get light.
You don't have to reach for your phone or candles or a flashlight.
Right. And it's just good to know what's going on. You know, do you have invasive species? Do you have an issue with somebody dumping something on your property? It's good to know your property. And part of that inspection or, you know, just walking around casually can be looking at trees that could possibly fall on the lines.
And I think it's just a great portion of the customer service that Rappahannock Electric provides to me as a member is knowing you want me to also be involved and active in keeping my own power on. That's going to increase that reliability that you talked about earlier if I am also actively engaged in the process.
Right. I mean, obviously the primary responsibility falls on REC and we spend a lot of time and a lot of resources to keep the right-of-ways clear and keep them trimmed and do inspections. This is just another additional piece that we've realized recently that our members know their property. They probably know each tree or close to it. So yeah, as much as we can get that help from them and let them be our eyes and ears, you know, it'll improve reliability for everyone.
Fantastic. And I will put links to all of the different ways that they can reach out to you that you mentioned earlier in the show notes of the podcast so people can click through to go to the website. I'll put the Facebook link, the phone numbers, all of that sort of thing on the podcast notes.
Right. And our yellow trucks are hard to miss. So I did want to mention that, you know, if you see something, say something. If it's not the person that can handle it that's right there, they'll get it to us.
Well, and I would guess, too, in some cases, you know, if I see the tree and then see a truck, I can say, hey, about a quarter of a mile down the road on the right, there's a tree that looks a little sketchy. Mm-hmm. That lineman or whoever's in that truck is going to be in a better position to give you the best location for that tree than I am. Oh, you go past where this used to be and then you kind of make a left.
Swing right at the red cow.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're all on the same team here. So we want to hear about all of them.
Cindy, thanks for coming and giving me the scoop on it.
You're so welcome.